the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. You better enjoy the sunshine now because storm clouds are coming over the horizon. We'll take a full look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com following this news. Memories of February 2008, when it would seem that the snow would never end, are being relived along the lakeshore this month. Another winter weather advisory has been posted for Allegan and Ottawa counties by the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids, beginning in about an hour and running for about 24 hours. The combination of an Arctic clipper and lake effect conditions may mean between 3 and 6 more inches of snow will fall in the area before some break is possible by Wednesday, with a thaw of above freezing temperatures predicted by the end of the week. Forecasters say that the sudden chill and windy conditions over the still warm waters of Lake Michigan has led to higher than normal amounts of snowfall for the Holland-Zeeland area this month. Despite extended temperatures of below 30 degrees for more than a week, authorities say that ice that has formed on lakes and ponds isn't thick enough yet to safely handle the weight of fishermen and other outdoor enthusiasts. It'll take more time to get the 6-inch level that is recommended for safely walking out onto the ice. While this snowy and cold December has been a real problem for motorists, it's been terrific for ski hills and resorts all over Michigan.
In past years, many in southern Michigan were lucky if they had snow for the all-important Christmas break. This year, they were open for Thanksgiving, and they've remained open ever since.
The winter trigger's been pulled with Mother Nature's help, and here we go.
Mark Tibbetts, the GM at Mount Holly, says this weekend's heavy snowfall put a fresh layer of powder on the runs.
It is quite early for us to be completely open from front to back, which we are, and the frosting has just been placed on the cake.
It's also the best advertising they could get, constantly reminding skiers that it's time to hit the slopes. I'm Jim Whelan reporting.
A Van Buren County man could be formally charged today with a number of counts after the deputies say he got drunk and assaulted his stressor with a shotgun late last week. Deputies say the 22-year-old had been drinking vodka, taking prescription medication, and was upset with his daddy. They say he retreated to his bedroom, began hollering and screaming, and then blasted his dresser 3 times with a 20-gauge shotgun. The slugs ripped through the dresser and out the side of the mobile home in the 67,000 block of 8th Avenue near South Haven. Nobody was hurt. The suspect fled the scene knowing the deputies were on their way, left the shotgun behind, but the suspect was tracked down and arrested for alcohol and gun charges. This is the busiest day of the year at the post office. Folks who spent all weekend wrapping gifts and signing Christmas cards want to get them delivered on time. We'll be dropping them off in the mailbox today.
Postal worker Luis Macias says expect long lines at post offices.
I have everything ready, have the customs forms filled out when appropriate, when needed, and just to be patient.
He says it can be a rewarding time of the year for postal workers, knowing they're making Christmas possible for so many.
We're okay. It's actually kind of fun.
He says if you want to avoid the lines, you can print labels at their internet site and hand the packages over to your mail carrier. I'm John McNeil reporting.
Michigan Republican Party leaders met this weekend for their quarterly get-together and decided not to censor a couple of officials who had become an embarrassment for the GOP lately. MERS News reports that National Committee man Dave Ajima told the state GOP State Committee that to fall in the quagmire political correctness and the only reference he had made to were reported homophobic statements at a Republican holiday meeting in Berrien County earlier this month. The remarks drew the ire of many elected officials, including one, Rick Snyder.
What he said was absolutely inappropriate, and it was discriminatory. And those words shouldn't happen in our world. I would hope he would refrain from doing those in the future.
The policy committee didn't take up the age of a matter, and the governor wasn't about to get into the debate about whether or not they should have.
I don't see the value of just starting a back and forth on that topic. I made my feelings clear, and I'm very clear about how those statements were inappropriate.
They also took no action against state committee member Doug Sedenquist, who faces gun charges in Wisconsin and 4 brand new felony counts in the UP for violating orders to avoid contact with his ex-wife. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation has launched a program that aims to address the talent gap between businesses and job seekers.
It's common to hear companies complain they're not filling open positions because they can't find applicants with the needed skills. So the MEDC's Michael Finney says the Career Jumpstart program has been launched to deal with that. Through Career Jumpstart, 10 career liaison specialists will be stationed at community colleges around Michigan to act as a conduit between businesses and high school students.
We've been working fairly closely with the community colleges and with other workforce organizations throughout the state. So the goal is to really begin to now introduce especially some of the vocational and technical types of occupational needs.
The idea is to anticipate what skills workers will need to have after getting out of school so that students know what to study if they want to get a decent job. Career Jumpstart was launched last week at Henry Ford Community College. Andrew Green reporting.
Business Leaders from Michigan has unveiled a new plan to add up to 100,000 new jobs in the state. CEO Doug Rothwell says that BLM teamed up with the auto industry to calculate where the potential for new jobs will be in the coming years. And it turns out that much of them will come along with the increased use of technology in new vehicles.
The auto industry is dramatically changing from one that's based predominantly on manufacturing jobs to one that really is a technology engine. And, you know, you only have to look at what's inside your car these days with the entertainment systems, the information systems, and the like. And that's creating a lot of job opportunities that Michigan needs to go after even more aggressively than we have in the past.
Rothwell says that Michigan should aim to become a center for advanced powertrain and lightweight, smart, or connected transportation services. Business Leaders from Michigan is working with companies such as Ford to develop a workforce able to advance those technologies, saying it's going to take a statewide coalition to make Michigan workers better able to design and build cars to offer them. Congresswoman Candace Miller says she doesn't want to hear other people's phone conversations when she's confined on an airplane.
Congresswoman Miller says she supports the Prohibiting In-Flight Voice Communications on Mobile Wireless Devices Act of 2013.
Airplane cabins are generally crowded, and many find it difficult to relax, and the last thing any air traveler wants is to be forced to listen to somebody else's phone conversation when all they want is a few moments of peace.
Now, the Congresswoman says there's nothing wrong with using a phone, tablet, or laptop, maybe to get some work done on the plane. It's another issue, though, when people are able to bother others by carrying on loud conversations during the flight time. This bill, she says, would make sure everybody exercises common sense and courtesy during the flight. I'm Elisa Z.
The Detroit Lions welcome the Baltimore Ravens to Ford Field tonight, coming into the contest a half game back of the Bears and Green Bay in the NFC Central race. But Nate Burleson knows that he and his team has to focus on this particular game and not with the Bears or the Packers or the final two games against the Giants or the Vikings.
We have to be thinking about the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not concerned with the Giants or Minnesota. I'm not concerned with the other teams in this division. I'm concerned with the Detroit Lions going out Monday night and playing a game.
Coverage with Dan Miller and Jim Brandstatter on 1450 WHTC begins at 7:30 p.m. The Bears scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter to win in Cleveland yesterday, 38-31. Chicago is at Philadelphia next Sunday evening in a game that you can hear on Holland's hometown station at 7:30 p.m. Kirk Cousins' second NFL start wasn't as successful as his first. A winner against the Browns in Cleveland as a rookie last season, the MSU product from Holland Christian High threw for three Washington touchdowns in Atlanta yesterday, but his two-point pass attempt that would have won the game was knocked away as the Falcons prevailed 27-26. It was a role reversal for Cousins, who had backed up the highly touted Robert Griffin III for his two seasons in the nation's capital.
He stayed positive. I know it's tough for him. He's a competitor, and he's got a lot of years ahead of him where he's going to have success here. But he kept a positive attitude and was very helpful this game.
Griffin has been benched for the rest of the season because of a sore knee, so Cousins is expected to remain the Redskins starter as they host Dallas next Sunday. Ben Bishop made 28 saves in backstopping visiting Tampa Bay to a 3-0 victory over the Red Wings last night. Detroit is home to Anaheim tomorrow evening. Jonathan Toews set up two of the Blackhawks' three first-period goals in a 3-1 win over visiting Los Angeles last night. Chicago skates at Nashville tomorrow evening. High school girls basketball along to Lakeshore tonight finds Holland Christian hosting Granville and West Ottawa visiting Wyoming. Here, boys prep round ball action tomorrow evening at 6:40 p.m. on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com as West Ottawa visits Hamilton. Grand Valley State swept a basketball doubleheader at Tiffin yesterday. In the opener, Bailey Carnduff scored 13 points as the women won, 69-52. Ricardo Carbajal's 15-point performance led the men to victory in the nightcap, 64-57. GVSU's teams are in Columbus to face Ohio Dominican tomorrow evening. In state major college basketball last night, Western Michigan lost at Missouri 66-60. This evening, Oakland is home to Illinois State. On Friday night at 7:40 p.m. on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com, catch the Hope Flying Dutchman as they entertain Lake Forest at DeVos Fieldhouse. Damian Lillard's jumper at the buzzer in overtime enabled visiting Portland to beat the Pistons last night 111-109. NBA play this evening finds Detroit at Indiana and the Chicago Bulls home to Orlando. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com has a winter weather advisory for Allegan and Ottawa counties from 1 o'clock Monday afternoon till 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Up to 7 more inches are possible depending on the track of the storm. Snow will develop this afternoon with a high of 23, continuing into the early evening hours with a low of 21. More snow tomorrow, high 31, and then a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high of 31. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.